Hey, news on Kesha, Chrissy Teigen and John Legend, and Aaron Andrews with Life and Style Weekly. Recap of the week that was here on Ralphie Tonight. Senior news editor Jordy Lippy. We'll start off with Kesha. Of course, we saw her at the Billboard Music Awards a couple weeks ago, and it was really her first like major public appearance since she had left rehab. She's working on new music. She's got this new show on ABC as well. But Jordy, she's also got a new boyfriend?
Yep, that is right. She seems to be doing really well. She was recently spotted strolling around Santa Monica with a bearded mystery man, and I'm not sure if you know this, but Kesha loves beards. Mm-hmm. She's made it very clear.
She has.
So she seems to have found the man of her dreams, and she didn't want to reveal who he was. She wants to keep him low-key, but of course, Life and Style found out. His name is Bradford Ashenfelter, I believe is how you say it, and he's from New Jersey, but now lives in L.A., is a huge music guy, and apparently they're very happy together.
You know what? The other thing he's got to love besides beards if he's going to date Kesha is glitter, because she loves glitter.
Yeah, I bet you a lot of that glitter would get caught in that beard. Though.
Yeah, and that's just all types of weird. See, I hate glitter, so I could never date. Like, she's immediately off the list. No way. Can't do it.
And like, you don't have a beard, so.
So I'm screwed, more or less. Thankfully, I wasn't really that interested anyways. No offense to Kesha. She's great, but hey, as long as they're happy, all good. Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippy here on Ralphie Tonight. So happy for John Legend and Chrissy Teigen, of course. They were married just before the new year, I believe. And now Chrissy talking children to Life and Style, Jordy?
Yep, we got to talk to her exclusively, and she said basically she wanted kids 2 years ago, and she is hoping to have at least 4 kids with John Legend. So they better get cracking on that soon if they want to have these children. But
yeah,
they seem to be very happy and talking family.
Happy for them as well. And John just announcing an arena tour. He's currently on this more smaller, intimate theater tour that's in Brooklyn this weekend, and also has a couple other stops as well. We wrap up with Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippy, and we talk about Dancing with the Stars. So Mark Ballas was in the studio about a week or so ago, and I should have asked him about Erin Andrews, because there have been so many rumors about her since she joined the show. Jordy, what are you guys hearing?
Well, sources have told us that everyone on set is not the biggest fan of Erin Andrews, and even Brooke Burke came out and said, I'm not sure that she was the best choice. So we're hearing that the Dancing with the Stars producers are scrambling for next season. They don't want Erin back, and they're possibly looking at Maria Menounos.
I think Maria would be a great fit. She's super nice. She's talented. And she's going to be leaving Extra, I think, this summer as well.
Yeah, I think she would be a fabulous fit. Apparently, Erin just should stick to sports.
Yeah, maybe that's the case. You know, it's tough, too, when you try to make that transition. And when you're as much of a name as Erin is. Then again, Maria's a name, too. And, I mean, I haven't heard any rumors about her rubbing people the wrong way. She's always been great, at least with me. So, no complaints there. And we'll kind of see how it all plays out. Hey, read about those stories and many more with Life and Style Weekly. Senior news editor Jordy Lippy. Have a great weekend.
You too.